This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3.
I woke up at 3 in the morning today, and I tried to get back to sleep, but unfortunately, I accidentally made eye contact with my cat, and that's all it took for the jumping and the head bumping and the biting to begin. So it's been a rough night. How are you? I'm John Potter, live and local from now until 12 noon, and out there in Carson City running the show for me is Craig. Hey, Craig, how's it going?
It is a beautiful Saturday.
It is 32 degrees, our current temperature in Reno. Nice and brisk. Burned my hand this week. Yeah, exciting stuff I got for you this morning. No, you ever go to that Ruth Chris where they cook a steak and they bring the plate to you? It's like a wooden plate, and it has a metal inset that the steak has been cooking on. And, you know, they tell you, and the menu says it, and the waiter warns you and everything, that when they bring the steak to you at the table, the steak is still cooking. I mean, you can hear it sizzling, and you can see you can actually see it, 800 degrees, they say. And they bring the plate down, and don't you know it, dummy here just reaches for the plate when they bring it to the table.
I have done the same exact thing.
I know. I was about to say, come on, I can't be the only one here. So I'm suffering. All right. Lack of sleep, burnt hand. and plus, forgive me, I might be grouchy today because we have to set the clocks back, you know?
No, and, forward, John.
Or forward, yeah. Yeah. Well, that was wishful thinking. We do. It's spring forward weekend. We're supposed to move our clocks ahead 1 hour tonight before we go to the bed.
So you lose an hour of sleep. Well, for you, that's nothing.
Why don't they do this Friday afternoon at 4 p.m.? Why?
And make it 5 p.m. on Friday afternoon? Yeah, that's not. I like that idea.
Now, the president, one of his campaign pledges, I swore he said this, that this thing with jumping ahead and falling back is going to be gone when he's president. He was all 100% against daylight saving time, but his recent comments about it were not. Well, it's 50-50 now. It's because there are a lot of people who he's backtracking on getting rid of daylight saving time, which is a bit upsetting. And Nevada legislature, they have this bill to end it. In our state capitol, it hasn't moved much. It had one reading. It still hasn't passed the assembly. So, gosh darn it, now it's too late to stop our spring forward tonight.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't stop it, our spring forward, until July anyway, and then it would take effect. But the thing is, there's actually two competing bills, one in the Senate, one in the House. AB 81 in the House, AB 94 or SB 94 in the Senate. They're both worded identically, but the Senate one hasn't had a hearing in committee. The Assembly one has been heard in the committee with the reading, and that's far as it went.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So well, I was thinking also too, complications here, folks. If we do stop it, who's going to tell our machines and our computers
and our networks that we bring programming down from? Yeah.
I mean, remember we would deal with going around the house and going to work and changing every single little clock, and we're not doing that anymore. We don't have to. We don't even have to change batteries in a lot of these smoke alarms because now they make them with these 10-year lithium batteries. So, but really, who's going to tell the machines if they do end daylight saving?
Well, Jerry and I were talking about this, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, and for network programming on satellite that comes down, the satellite Premier and Westwood One, they all go on daylight savings time. So we'd be broadcasting on a weekday. Armstrong and Getty would start at 5 a.m. instead of 6 a.m. and go till
the real 5 a.m. The new real, 5 a.m.
The our five, what would be our
See,
5 a.m.
See, I'm already confused.
Yeah.
Don't ask me if this means more light or more dark. I have to sit down and think about it. But anyway,
for us in the broadcast industry, it's 6 months of, hey guys, guess what? The programming you listen to normally, Tom Sullivan, where you can call in and be live on the air.
Oops.
That didn't happen. You'll hear yourself next hour.
And what if there's a radio host we get from like Arizona where they don't change the clocks, right? I don't want to get into this. Mm-hmm. let's just drop it. Put up with it. Get up. Move the clock ahead. Actually, with all this executive ordering that the president is doing, that's one of the three things now I just want him to do, you know, daylight savings time. And I just said it the way I did, because that's how it should be, you know, how like in second or third grade, there were these certain kids who wanted to be teachers' pets. And they were so annoying and grating. Well, those kids grew up to be people who say daylight saving time instead of saying daylight savings time, which is how you say it and how your mom and dad said it and how I believe most people say it and should say it. But we have some of these people who will say, no, it's officially daylight saving without the S time, like it's. Like it's the virtue signaling of clock changing.
Well, you know, so you're
and
talking
I'm not
about
in
that
favor
S.
of it.
You're talking about the letter S at the end of it. What about New Year's Day? Is there only one New Year? There's only one New Year each year. It's New Year Day.
Just all of us say it like our mom and dad said it. Complications.
Yeah.
9:13. Is our time right? You know what I want to do? I want to take that, especially after this conversation. I want to take that new nonstop flight to Austin, Texas, that Southwest just kicked off 2 days ago. And this flight is nonstop. It goes on Monday, Thursday, and Fridays. And I think I'm going to do it. I just wonder, do they still do the cattle call? Didn't Southwest say they were going to do reserve seats?
Yeah, it's not until 2026.
Oh, really?
It's either later this year, like the last quarter of this year, or the beginning of the next year. So, yeah. Cattle call still.
I think I'm the only one who likes the reserve seating. I can't stand the cattle call. I never liked it. You know, people say to me, well, all you have to do is reserve early and you get in the A group. Yeah, fine. But everybody else is doing the same exact thing, you know. So I'm always sitting in the back of the plane. I don't like it. A friend of mine loves it. He says you sit in the back of the plane and you're right by the snack cart. And he steals snacks because it's so easy. Because he's in the – also he says he has a private bathroom. Because the bathroom's there, too. But I just don't like it. And so, anyway, they're flying to Austin nonstop. It's a very fun town, and I think it's a wonderful thing that we get more flights like that. Okay, so our phone number is 884-9910. We got some great guests, and we got a lot of things to talk about. Craig mentioned, are you going to talk about the president talking to Congress? Yeah, you know, kind of wrap up the week. Absolutely. Did you see the Oscars? Let's start with that. That was on Sunday. Let me guess. No.
That would be a no. I have not watched commercial television in over 5 years.
Yeah, I missed the Oscars because I was rearranging my sock drawer. So, and commercial television, you just reminded me of my 22-minute phone call yesterday. Yesterday was my day. It's once a year. You call up Spectrum and
complain about the prices and they give you a new reduced.
Well, the promotional period ends after a year. And March 6th is the day that it ends officially. And I have to call up and, you know, I get on the phone and Boy, I tell you, you would not hear a nicer, sweeter John Potter on the phone than my call to Spectrum to try to cajole them to give me another promotional period. It's what we all have to do, and it's really kind of ridiculous. You know, this, you know, I'm not good at these calls where I, you know, try to negotiate and ask for less money. If I didn't do it, though, I'd be paying $360 a month for the cable channels I watch. So I call. I panicked. You know, they put me on hold, and I panicked because when they put me on hold, I heard nothing. No music. And I thought I was disconnected. Other places do that, too. I don't know why. I think, are you still there? Did I get disconnected? And so by the time I got on, I was like, you know, she got back on the phone. I was like, do you still want me? And so I kind of was ready to agree. So every year, the promotional period ends. I make the call. I always, every year, never changes. I always end up paying a little bit more and living with fewer channels. I think they took like 20 channels away from me just so I could keep the same rate, which is $256 a month. You know, that's basically how my overall financial situation has been lately. Pay more, get less. It applies to everything. Oh, by the way, I did get an email about eggs. Where is it? Okay, here it is. John, eggs for $4.99 at Trader Joe's. Thank you. Is that a good price now? I have no idea. We also have
a good price, yeah.
Is it good now? I haven't kept track. We also have a story about some local egg thieves breaking into houses. Craig, they take your egg cartons and they leave behind a pan containing warm water, and police believe they may be poachers. Anybody there? Hello?
Hello.
All right, it's 9:08.
Yeah.
Don't leave. You got to run the show. I'm John Potter. Our phone number, 884-9910. Yeah. Why don't you go to Austin? I know what you're thinking. I'll be back. We'll open topic for the next 10 minutes. Derek comes in. Latest products from him, brainhealthformulas.com. We're going to talk about health and some good health advice, which has pretty much saved me. We also have an entrepreneur from Gardnerville. If you want a happy family, listen to that. And we have I guess it's a squabble. I don't know. The Douglas County Republican Party. And we have an interview about what's going on in Douglas County with the Republicans. You know, they've been very active, this group, you know, pushing for changes in voting and things like that. It's going to be a really good conversation. 9 to noon. And somewhere in there, we're going to have an hour or a half hour just to talk and take calls about what concerns you. Okay. I got a burned hand. I got up at 3 in the morning, and I have to set my clocks ahead. So be gentle. Phone number 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local. 99.1, 92.3 FM, FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 919.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
It's 9:23. I'm John Potter, live and local, right here, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I said I wanted a Trump executive order to just take care of this daylight savings time for once and for all. I know there are all sorts of not-so-fascinating historical arguments about farmers need to do crops at night or something, or, you know, we use too much electricity or not enough electricity. I don't really know. I think, though, that the concept that we can artificially change time is nuts. I think we should just pick a time and stick with it. And then, you know what? We'll never come back and revisit this issue. We will let time just be time. And you know, sometimes you get up in the dark and sometimes you get up in the daylight. It's okay. You know, you're grown up. We can handle it, because right now, come Monday, when we have to get up early, we're going to be kind of ticked off. And we're going to be asking again, like we do every year, why do we do this dumb thing when it's spring forward? And I find myself less opposed to it in the fall, of course, when it's fall backward and you get to sleep the extra hour. Another thing I want Trump to do, executive order. And by the way, that's a good topic. What executive order would you like our president to do? 884-9910, area code 775. I want an executive order that says to McDonald's, if your light is on, if your doors are unlocked, if you are open, then your Shamrock Shake machine has to work, okay? Because I'm tired of driving by and saying, hey, you know what? I was a good boy. I was productive at work. I didn't commit any crimes. I deserve a Shamrock Shake. And I'm going to go in this drive-thru. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to wait my turn. Yes, yes. Three more cars, and I'll get to talk to the electric box. And I wait my turn. Okay, finally, here I am. How can I help you? Shamrock Shake, please. And gosh darn it, shake machine's not working. Every frickin' year. Folks. Okay, one text so far. John, you missed the Oscars? Well, you didn't miss much. You know, I didn't watch it. I really like Conan O'Brien. And when he was popular in the 1990s, I watched him. But if you are hiring Conan O'Brien to be your MC in 2025, you're not really that relevant or really what the Oscars used to be. And when the big winner at your Academy Awards presentation is a movie that was like the 77th most popular movie in terms of ticket sales in the United States last year, you're kind of missing the mark. That is the definition of irrelevance. And I heard that there were no movie stars on the Oscars. So, it wasn't the big show we've all grown to love. Okay, again, I'm grouchy because I have to set my clocks ahead 1 hour tonight. Let's go to the phones. Fred is calling from Reno. Hey, Fred. Good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning, John. Love your show. Hey, yeah. I would like President Trump to sign an executive order to clean up the fraud in handicapped parking everywhere I go. My mother's 90 years old and still drives, and we can never find her a spot.
It's that bad?
Oh, it's that bad.
Being a person who actually uses it, I agree. It's a problem, yeah.
Craig deals with it everywhere.
Now, yeah.
Well, tell me, Fred, where exactly did you have a problem?
I agree. So that's my 2 cents.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate your call, Fred. Craig, there seems to be a flurry on Nextdoor and Reddit of pictures of people parking in handicapped spaces. I guess it seems like it's on the increase.
Or they park on the striped area next to it that's meant for the handicap ramp out of the vehicle. I have that part a problem at my apartment complex, and I called the city of Reno parking enforcement.
Yeah.
Unless you're a big thing like Walmart, they won't do anything. But they do say that all you have to do is put a notice on there saying next time your vehicle will be towed, then get the management to tow the vehicle. That's on the striped zones next to the parking spaces.
What can Walmart do? They don't want to make. Well, I guess they could make an announcement, right, or in the store or something.
They could. Walmart, I believe. Let's see. We've got 10. There's about in front of Walmart. There's I think 20 handicapped spaces. One at the grocery side. Or, 10 at the grocery side and 10 at the other side, so at the pharmacy side. So mm-hmm. What Walmart can do is, they've got their checker or their person at the door checking you going out, but, I don't think they can do anything really except give them a warning that,
Do you get a fine? You get a fine. That's what the signs
if
say, don't they?
If you're actually parked in the space without, if you're parked in the space that the sign is in front of,
mm-hmm.
if it's painted on the ground and there's no sign, it's not a handicapped space until there's a sign. It's not legally a handicapped space until there's a sign with the penalty on it.
Well, you need people not just to not take the space, you need people not to crowd the space because, like you said, you open up the side of the van, you need to get the wheelchair out. So you require space from the vehicle that's even next to that spot.
That's exactly, and that's the striped sides. The striped ones that say van accessible. Yes.
I never knew what that means.
Yes.
The parking slot where there's diagonal lines
correct.
Drawn in the middle, there's no sign in front of it or anything. It tells me that don't park here for no reason.
Right. And a lot of times they're narrower than a regular parking spot, and somebody does try and squeeze into them, and they're like 3 inches off your door.
Everything is on the increase. Like people doing this and people running red lights. And I could go down the list, but there's a cultural change with people and vehicles I have noticed. Anyway, I'm out of time for this half hour. We're going to be back in a few minutes after Fox News. You can text 884-9910, area code 775. I'm John Potter, live and local until noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 930.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
There's a lot of brain health news this week, Derek. I don't know if you keep abreast of these stories or not. Derek Lee is here with BrainHealthFormulas.com from Minden. I'm John Potter, broadcasting live here in Reno. All right, Derek, what do you think of these? I'm just going to read you the headlines, okay?
Okay.
Scientists reveal a surprising link between ibuprofen and brain health.
Possibly.
Is it a good link, I wonder, or...
There can be benefits.
What's your opinion on ibuprofen?
I know there's a lot of negativity about ibuprofen. I know for myself, if I get a headache, ibuprofen reduces the headache within 30 to 45 minutes. That's the way it's always been for me.
Uh-huh.
But recently, Dragon's Blood does the very same thing.
Your product.
Yeah.
Well, ibuprofen is the one that doesn't harm the liver. Is that right? The acetaminophen does, I believe.
There's a lot of controversy with all of that. Certain people have severe negative reactions, and certain people do not.
Okay. Let me see here. New AI tool predicts brain decline years before symptoms appear and could help fight dementia. That AI, really. I mean, do you use it in any way?
I don't. Yeah. I don't use it at all.
I don't. I think it's a terrible thing. It's going to make for a lot of lazy reporters who, the thing can write a great story.
Here's the thing about AI. AI is only as smart as the information.
Well, it already has the information.
It doesn't. It doesn't learn necessarily. It scans for data. So it can only be as smart as the smartest person.
Well, that's pretty smart, though, isn't it?
Depends on the field.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Is if you can edit the stuff AI does.
Okay.
Then AI is not as smart as the human.
I thought you go on AI, say that I want to fake write a story and give AI a topic, and AI is going to find doesn't AI scout out the best information?
It scans it. And it will repopulate the information.
Okay.
But you have to be smart enough to be able to edit what the AI does. If you rely...
Can I tell AI to edit it?
No. Because it doesn't know what's wrong. It doesn't know what's inaccurate information. You have to be smarter than AI to edit AI.
Interesting. I never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. One more headline. Addicted to your smartphone. See what happens to your brain after 3 days of digital detox. Apparently it's pretty dramatic.
It is. I've intentionally forgot my phones at work or at home before, And it's disturbing how you feel by the end of the day. You actually feel calmer and more peaceful just within 12 hours.
Well, I'll tell you what, your products, I just feel great. I really do.
I'm happy.
What I find? I used to really like over prep this talk show, and now I just bring my brain with me and spout off, which is bound to get me in trouble. But no, listen, it means less work at home and more coming in and converse naturally and having the brain to do it. You have a new product.
Yes.
This sounds very intimidating. It's called Dragon Code.
Yes. I'm very excited about this one.
Tell me all about it.
So this formula came about. I was reminded that I actually started this formula about 10 years ago, even, and I had forgotten all about it because I knew there was a type of source code within our genetic structure to enable a repair mechanism. And so it was a couple weeks ago where I felt sick, like really congested, and I was peeling a tangerine, and all of a sudden all this information started flooding in about how to generate this new formula that can actually activate the mRNA and RNA repair mechanism, which is the epigenetics. And this is what pharmaceuticals are targeting with vaccines now, is the mRNA capacity. And so this formula started coming into me, and I just started putting the information together and started extracting data to try to analyze, to put this formula together. And the challenging thing for me is not necessarily building a formula, understanding the premise of the formula. It's being able to transform the information, understanding the formula, and then being able to communicate it is the challenging part for me, rather than building the formula. Building the formula is easy. Communicating how the formula works has been the challenge. And so it took me 2 days to write the information. It took me less than 24 hours to build the formula.
Well, the slogan with Dragon Code is unlocking potential abilities of the brain. And I've heard this before. The brain, we're only using, 10% of it?
Yeah.
That's what I was told. And somebody who is kind of an expert years ago told me this. He says, you have no idea what is possible with the brain if we use more of it. So how does this unlock those abilities of the brain, this Dragon Code?
So what this does, this taps into all the stuff traditional Chinese medicine has gone into for thousands of years. It also adapts all the Ayurvedic practices that also goes back thousands of years of information. And what we did is we generated a hybrid between the two. And so it has to do with the energy. A lot of traditional Chinese medicine has to do with the yin and yang, the flow of energy in and out. And so with Chinese medicine, typically functions from, if you're sick, typically has to do with heat. So Chinese medicine brings coolness in, and so that coolness can expel the heat and generate a rebalancing of the human. Mm-hmm. Ayurvedic comes from the principle of balancing energy, balancing the chakras of the human. And so what this formula does is it balances both of those at the same time, and especially since we incorporate the amino acid complex to go along with it, mm-hmm. then that's one thing Ayurvedic practices and traditional Chinese medicine have never been able to do is what the amino acid complex does, is which activates the brain. So we can activate the brain and apply these traditional thousand-year-old practices, mm-hmm. then we can actually generate a formula that has never been experienced before.
You're not a pharma guy. What first got you into Chinese medicine?
The information about herbology is there is so much information about what these herbs and fruit extracts do. It is mind-blowing. And so I studied the research on it. I mean, they go into so much depth about
what was your first experience with like a Chinese herb that really shook you?
The information is what grasped my attention more so than anything. Mm-hmm. It's not so much the effects. It's the amount of information, the amount of data that's provided with each individual ingredient. That's what intrigued me more than anything.
How is Dragon Code at brainhealthformulas.com? That's where you get it, folks. How is Dragon Code different from your Dragon Blood capsules?
Dragon's blood is actually in this formula.
Okay.
And so Dragon's blood's more of an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, works on the intestinal tract, it improves the vascular system. What this does is this enables the brain to function more efficiently. So just an example, I struggled to understand how to communicate this formula. And it took me almost a week of trying to formulate how to write this in my mind, because I didn't know how to. And so what happened was yesterday, sat down at the computer and just started typing. And next thing I knew, I was done writing the entire thing without knowing how to start. And so in the principle of unlocking the potential of the brain, it surprised me, because I didn't know how to write this. And I sat down and just started writing. And next thing I knew, it was done. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is brilliant.
I had the same exact thing happen to me recently.
That's awesome, John.
Well, I've been on your stuff for what, a year now?
Yeah.
A little over a year. Your stuff. I'm not a scientist. That's what I call it. But the Restore and the Gland Ho and the Intercell. Okay, I guess those are my favorites. But yeah, I sit down. Oh, I really don't want to write this. I don't want to do this. And bam, once I start, I got a book there. You know,
it's amazing.
It is. It is. BrainHealthFormulas.com. This is a little different today because we're video taping these.
We're videoing it.
Right?
We're gonna put this on my YouTube channel some point in time in the next couple of days. Just so you guys can see what John and I go through. And so you'll have the full video version of this interview.
All right. I didn't know it was starting today.
Starting today.
Well, I would have brought my makeup.
Oh, John, you look great all the time. You don't need makeup.
My old dusty Channel 2 makeup. All right. Derek Lee is here, 884-9910. If you have questions about just basic brain health or his products, which are found at brainhealthformulas.com. 884-9910. You can text it, too. I'm John Potter, live and local. By the way, I just checked when we're going to have open topic and talk about everything that's going on locally with you and me, folks. And I believe that's going to be from 11 o'clock to noon. We have guests all the way up to 11, and then 11 o'clock to noon, it's me. So got lots to say. Don't forget to set your clocks back tonight, Derek.
Forward,
okay.
Forward,
right.
Forward,
oh,
forward,
you know, forward. You take your brain health things. 884-9910. We'll be back. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello.
884-9910. Reading some texts here. Can you ask Derek if he has anything for gut health for skinny people? I do not need to lose weight. My weight has been on the decline for the last 20 years. Someday I'll be an old man with no butt, and I'll have to wear suspenders just to keep my pants up. Does he have anything for healthy weight gain? Interesting issue.
Yeah. So what I would recommend would be our gut health formula utilizing Acromancia. That's going to enable the intestinal tract to function more efficiently and to absorb nutrients more efficiently. It's arguably the more nutrients we can absorb, the healthier we can be, and we might not be able to, we can stabilize your weight. Whether you gain weight or not is going to be based on your diet. But if we can improve the nutrient absorption, that also would enable you to gain more nutrients and hopefully at least stabilize your weight and maybe potentially even improve your weight.
See, that's a more thoughtful answer to me going, Grancia or Resort Buffacer? That's what I was going to say. So,
yeah.
What a wonderful problem to have. I would love to go to that buffet and the others and everything. I'm such a buffet guy. But I think when you reach a certain age, the metabolism winds down and it starts to stay there. And
you know, that I just had a thought for the individual who cannot gain weight. It's possible you may have developed I'm just saying this as a generalized term. some people who have celiac disease or a wheat allergy, a wheat allergy can precipitate not being able to gain weight. And I know a lot of people, even doctors themselves, who have been through all the gastroenterologists, all kinds of stuff like that, they discount that having a wheat allergy can actually be the factor in not being able to gain weight or actually stabilize their weight. And so inevitably, having a wheat allergy might actually be the cause of the declining weight. Okay. Just saying this, that's just a possibility. I don't know any details about the individual who asked that question, but based on my theory, we can actually develop an allergen to any food at any point in time in our life.
Really?
It's not set in stone. It is never set in stone. We can develop it at any point in time in our life.
It's so alarming. There's so much going on in our bodies that we just don't know.
No idea. Yeah.
Celiac disease and, oh, geez.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay. So Dragon Code, your newest product, is on the website?
It is.
All right. Unlocking Potential Abilities of the Brain. And different from Dragon Blood, how do people decide which product of yours to take? Such a wide assortment of what you have there, starting with your first product, Restore.
So can I tell you a quick
story? Does your website kind of give clues? I mean, if somebody has an issue.
This is why I answer all phone calls and respond to emails, is to provide information like that and to help direct people. That's also why we do the bundles, to help define how a grouping of individual products work to have an end result. We have some interesting information and update for chronic kidney disease people. So my partner, she actually has had her creatinine levels from what I recall, as high as 2.4. And for those people who have kidney issues, creatinine levels, I believe the normal range is 0.8 to 1.1.
And so what is that?
It's a test.
And by the way, I always thought it was creatine.
Well, that's creatine is different than creatinine. That's an enzyme that has to do with, that's how the medical and science looks at function of the kidney. Mm-hmm. And if your creatinine level gets too high and stays too high for too long, you end up on dialysis 1 to 3 or every day.
Good Lord.
In order to improve how your kidneys function. So then you end up using blood work or dialysis in order to keep your kidneys functioning properly. It's a filtration system, because your kidneys aren't working properly. So my partner, she's had her creatinine levels up to 2.4, high as 1.1. I believe it's anytime your creatinine levels get to like 2.0, 2.4, 2.8, you're classified as stage 4, kidney disease. And so we've been able, with just her taking Restore, we've been able to stabilize her creatinine levels at 1.5 to 1.8. But they've been pretty stable there.
Is this something you should ask your doctor to check?
It's always checked on almost every single standard metabolic panel.
Creatinine
and BUN, yeah.
All right, good.
So what I'm doing is kind of giving some backstory and going forward to where she's at now. Mm-hmm. She just got it. So she's been taking Intercell and the Balancer, which dropped her creatinine levels down to 1.3, which is huge for her. And so she had the Dragon Code in the last couple weeks. She just had labs done a couple days ago. Her creatinine levels have finally gotten into normal range for the first time in 30 years. Her creatinine numbers are in normal range. Her BUN numbers, which is also a kidney test for blood work, her BUN number is also in normal range. So arguably, she has just demonstrated that chronic kidney disease is actually reversible.
Saving kidneys wherever he goes. There he is. Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. How many products do you have now?
Oh, a lot. All of them.
I think I asked you that and you weren't sure.
I'm not sure.
You're just always in that lab, aren't you?
Cracking away. Got to keep developing things.
Trying to find new things. Let me just check some of the text here. Good morning. Does Derek have anything that helps with autistics? My adult son suffers from anxiety, sleep issues, and obesity. Thank you.
Yes. Give me a call, 775-634-7789. Give me a couple hours after the show and give me a call and I can talk to you about that. But yes, I do believe that we can improve a lot of those a lot of those a lot of the symptoms with autism.
And just God bless you. I have a somebody who called in, didn't want to go on air, but was asking about, do you have anything that works for chronic headaches or migraines?
Yes, dragon's blood. Dragon's blood can reduce inflammation in the brain specifically. And just being able to reduce the pressure or the inflammation can reduce headaches as well.
Inflammation is the big enemy, isn't it?
It is a large, it's the pain more so. I think it's, well, inflammation result is the, when we have inflammation, mm-hmm. that we experience that as pain. So yes, it is a big issue because when we're in pain, we tend to not do things as appropriately as we want to. And so we start, it becomes a snowball effect of doing things that might not be the best for us because our bodies and brains aren't functioning properly.
884, your time is up. Oh my goodness, look at this. Very involved conversation. Folks, find out more or buy more. The capsules are available at brainhealthformulas.com. And Derek, what's your personal number again?
775-634-7789. If anyone has any questions at all, please give me a call. And we'll also be releasing this YouTube video of our conversation today, John, at Brain Health Formulas on YouTube or through my website.
All right. Awesome, Derek. Have a great day.
Thanks, John.
Get a break for Fox News. Next guest coming up, open topic at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm here till noon on 99.1 FM Talk.